Well, hello, my friends. Hope you're doing fantastic. Welcome to another episode of the Scott McKenna Podcast. If you're thinking that it sounds a little bit weird, that's because I'm currently driving in my car. Yes, I'm doing it safely. I'm not looking at all. I'm just pointing a microphone toward my face while I'm not holding it. So I wanted to do kind of a different podcast today because I have a lot on my mind as I'm driving home from just two good days of filming, but just also a really good weekend of like reflecting and kind of diving into just some of my thoughts. It's weird because on weekends, I don't physically work. Like I don't normally go in the office and work. I try as best I can to obviously be present with my family. But without question, when I don't work, my brain just thinks a lot. And this past weekend was unique because I actually did like manual labor around the house the entire weekend. Meaning for about 10 hours on Saturday and about 8 hours on Sunday, I did nothing but like shovel dirt into a bunch of random spots in my yard to grow new grass. I say all that because when I do those kind of things, I listen to a lot of podcasts, I listen to a lot of different things, and then my brain just runs and runs and runs. It's funny because my team from Scaling Creative and the people who work for me usually can expect that on a Monday I come back with a lot of things on my mind, lots of new ideas, lots of things we're going to do differently, some things we're going to change entirely, and it just has become kind of my go-to mantra. Mantra, is that the word? I don't know. But it's become kind of my go-to thing that I usually end up having a lot of ideas. But a couple things really stuck out this weekend because I spent some time with family as well and just processing a lot of things. And I posted a video about this, but I thought it would be good to kind of dive a little bit deeper into the topic just of patience. Every once in a while, I post a video, and it's one of those ones that I feel like, man, if people watch this, I feel like people are really gonna resonate with it. Like people are really gonna get some value out of this if they really put this to heart and take this to heart, what I'm saying. And I feel like it's something that I can speak really confidently about because I feel like it's one thing that I have done very well so far, and that is just being patient. And it's funny because people that know me the best would not necessarily think or say to themselves, like, I'm a patient person. But I think I'm actually extremely patient when it comes to business, when it comes to, like, the decisions I make for my company. I think that I obviously want to move things fast. I want to make quick decisions. I'm not afraid to change things out of nowhere if things aren't going well. I'm not afraid to make those kind of decisions. But at the same time, mostly all the decisions I make are long-term. Like, they're long-term things. So YouTube and creating personal brand and never selling to people but just putting out content is all a long-term game. It's nothing that gets immediate ROI. It takes years and years to build, but it's something that I firmly believe in and I feel like is the long-term play to actually win in business. So even though naturally as a person I would agree that I'm not necessarily patient when it comes to certain things, like I'm not super patient with kids, my own kids sometimes. I mean, I'm not super patient. Sorry for hitting the mic there. I'm not super patient with even my wife sometimes. With people, I can kind of be actually extremely impatient. And I don't say that because it's, you know, something I'm proud of. I say that because it's just odd how my brain works, that I think I'm very patient with business. And it doesn't mean that I don't make really quick decisions. I'm not a person that likes debating. I kind of, when I need to make a decision, I just make it, and I'm okay with it possibly being completely wrong and then having to change it a week later. But I think that's one of the pivotal reasons that I've had any sort of success in general with my life, because I kind of look at everything I do as like, if I'm going to do this forever, what are the foundations I need to put like in place to be able to make sure that I can do it forever? Like, what things do I need to do now to prepare for the future? And I think what happens is a lot of people just don't do that. Like, I think a lot of people have problems doing that. A lot of people are kind of afraid that if they make certain decisions, it's not going to necessarily pay off right away, and they make a lot of decisions that are very short-term based. And I think especially in business, a lot of people do that because a lot of people are driven by like a instant gratification world that we live in. You're so accustomed to posting something on Instagram and getting immediate likes and comments and then judging performance based on that, and YouTube videos and how many views you get and subscribers you get, and business, you put out a specific ad that says 50% off if you call us today, and then you look at that immediate ROI. We're so used to this instant gratification that I think people have a lot of problems with doing things that are much better long-term for business and for keeping you in business. And I think we're also partially to blame as business owners, not me, because I do not feel like I'm this way at all. But I do think, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are probably trying to make better long-term decisions for their company, ones that will pay off in the long run, whether it's social media, whether it's certain tactics of relationships and networking events and all that. There are probably people that are doing it actually very well, but because of the instant gratification world that we live in, there are probably a lot of employees and employers, I should say, that are not rewarding people that actually are doing those kind of things, because they're doing 3-month evaluations and 6-month evaluations and a year evaluations, looking at the results they're getting and then saying to themselves, yeah, unfortunately, this is not working out. You're not really getting us sales. Like, if you honestly hired a social media person tomorrow and you had no social media presence, it would take a legit couple of years, even when it's done correctly, to really like change over a social media presence of a company to actually end up being like ROI positive for them. The problem is a lot of employers and bosses don't want to wait around that long. Like, whether it's that they have too much overhead or whether they're just afraid of things, they don't want to wait that long to see results. So they see people networking and creating tons of value for people on social media, the ways to grow, and they're thinking to themselves, well, that's not really translating to sales, because it doesn't translate to sales right away. So I think partially as business owners, a lot of business owners are to blame for that, no doubt about it. And I think that the reality is that probably will never really change, but the rare companies that don't operate that way, I think, are actually the companies that will truly win in the long run, because they'll be much more about, hey, we want to be around for a long time, and the short-term stuff doesn't really matter as much to us because we're trying to win this in the long term. And when I think back to, what I did and the goals that I set for myself and the way that I tried to achieve what I'm currently doing now with Scaling Creative and just loving life and loving being an entrepreneur and growing a business and things are going well, I think just like that a big piece of that has always been that I've been pretty patient. When I was a musician, I played lots of gigs, and I played tons of gigs I didn't necessarily like, because I knew that if I kept at it, that eventually better things would happen, and those different opportunities came about. And then when I started 4LC Studios, I didn't get impatient and instantly try to go full-time into the business. I didn't try to just jump right into it simply because like I thought I had what it took, and I literally just decided, hey, I know this is what I want to do. This is my goal of what I really want to do in life. And so I worked a full-time job for 3 years to make money, just so that I didn't have to make silly decisions for 4LC Studios that were financial. Like, when I first started, even my very first, second weddings where I actually started charging money, I priced things at exactly what I wanted to make on that wedding. And if people didn't like the cost, people didn't like the price I had set, I just didn't take the wedding. I didn't negotiate pricing. I never did anything like that. I never changed what I wanted to charge and what work I knew was going to go into it, simply because I was thinking long term. I was thinking about how I wanted to build my business, and I wanted to make smart decisions and make good financial decisions and I didn't care about the fact that I might lose a couple of clients because I was charging a certain price. And to this day, that's still how I operate 4LC Studios. Like, we don't ever negotiate anything with pricing. We always just stay firm with what we do, and we realize that some people will afford it, some won't. And scaling creative has been the exact same way. But in May of 2017, when I started full-time into my business, at that time 4LC Studios, I started building this YouTube channel, and I started wanting to produce tons of content for myself. And from day one, I said to myself, like, I don't care about views. I don't care about subscribers. I want to just put out a lot of value. I want to document my journey as much as possible because I feel like there's value in it. And because of that, I feel like I've been able to grow the channel because I'm not overthinking everything. Because ultimately, I know that some of the videos I put out now will be really popular 5-10 years from now. Like, I think big things are going to happen in my life. I've just always been an optimistic person in that way. A person with big goals. And a person who's just not afraid to, like, set big goals. And if they don't happen, then they don't happen. But I'm going to try. I'm going to work really hard. And I guess I just feel like if you really think you're going to do big things, I love the idea of documenting it. But I also love the idea that I don't have to overthink the creative right this second. I don't have to be super concerned with little micro decisions that I make right now, because more people will follow my YouTube channel years from now, being able to watch kind of the whole progression of what's happening, than they will right this second. And so when I don't overthink the posting and I just post what I want to post and not worry about all those little things, I think it benefits me more in the long run. But it's interesting because with a YouTube channel, it takes time. So I've been at it for 2 years now. This May will be 2 years creating content on my YouTube channel. And I'm just hitting, 38,000 subscribers, something like that, which I think is a great number. Super excited about that. But I also would be posting just as much if I had 1,000 subscribers, just as much if I had 10,000 more subscribers, 100,000 more subscribers. I'd be posting just as much because I'm posting because I'm simply passionate about documenting my journey, and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to base it on what is happening short term. I'm going to keep doing it because I know what I ultimately want to do in life, and I want to document that. But I think the reason so many people fail, the reason so many people don't continue creating stuff on YouTube, why people quit after they just started a podcast, why people get really excited about an idea and then they quit, and people get really excited about this and then they quit, and this and that, and is because a lot of people just don't stick around. When you look at all the YouTubers and people that have become really, really well known on YouTube, outside of the rare people like Logan Paul or the different people that have obviously had YouTube channels grow unbelievably quick because of just different reasons, whatever those reasons are, and demographics and all that. All the people that have been around for a while that are doing well on a platform like YouTube, they've been posting videos for a long time. And when you keep posting and keep posting and keep posting and keep posting, and you keep showing up more than anyone, you build a community, you build a channel, you build just, you build a following. But all of it just takes patience. Like, nothing comes overnight at all. And I think that I'm seeing more and more just that is just such an incredibly important piece to success. I mean, skill sets are obviously extremely important, and self-awareness is extremely important. But you could be the most unbelievably skilled person in the world and the most self-aware person in the world and know exactly what your skill sets are and go 100% at your skill sets. And yet, if you don't have patience to actually keep with what you're trying to do, you're not going to succeed. Like, you have to be patient with everything that you do. And I think that if more people could truly realize, like, what that looks like and really know what that looks like, great things could happen for a lot of people. But the amount of people that, have watched my YouTube channel or followed my business or whatever, and they get inspired, whatever it is, to vlog or to start a business or to start a podcast, whatever it is. And then I watch and, you know, they post 3 videos or 5 videos, 10 videos. Then they stop and they fade off and they're not posting as many. And then they suddenly, you know, their channel has no posts for the last 3 months. And then podcasts, the same thing. They do 3 episodes and nothing happens. And then they quit that. And I just don't know, like, why people think that it's that easy. That you post something and then you instantly just get a following and that's all there is to it. Like, I don't understand why people don't realize that you need patience for these kind of things. And I think ultimately what I really wish I could tell people more is just help them to truly understand, like, it's worth the wait. Like, it's worth being patient to know that things happen down the road when you make better decisions that aren't so short term. So that's just been on my mind a ton, because I had a conversation with my sister, actually, who kind of is going through that difficulty right now with her job. And she loves her job, but then sometimes she doesn't love her job, and then she wants to move on to a job, and then she wants to move on to another job, and she hasn't really stuck around a lot. And she says that she looks at people that are, you know, doing the job that she wants, and then she doesn't necessarily want to wait around for the opportunity. And just, and I think I was really trying to talk with her, and my other sister was also talking with her, just about the reality that things such just sometimes take time. They take time. They take sticking at it. You get the good opportunities in life when you show that you're a person that is willing to put in the work for an extended period of time. Most CEOs of a company, they don't usually get hired from the outside. A lot of times, CEOs from a company get hired because they're already a part of the company and they've shown longevity, they've shown commitment to the brand, to the company, whatever it is, and then they get the opportunity. Even a lot of coaches in sports, a lot of times coaches come from the inside at times. Like, it's the assistant coach who becomes the head coach, or it's the assistant's assistant head coach that eventually becomes the head coach. Like, people work really hard, they work really hard, they work really hard, and then eventually they get the job that they want. And I just think that more people would have success if they just realized that success takes some time. Like, if you want to start a business, if it's your goal to work full-time for yourself and to be an entrepreneur and to be your own boss and to build a huge business, that's fantastic. Like, go for it. Seriously, go for it. But be patient with it. Get a full-time job and just work that full-time job and continue to work that full-time job while you are trying to build up your side hustle, and just be patient. Do that for 2 or 3 years so that you can truly do what you want and make smart decisions for your business that aren't reliant on the financial side. It's much easier to make decisions for your business when you know that that's not the way that you have to eat. A lot of people make dumb decisions with their business and pricing and the way that they do things because if they don't, well, no work happens. And if no work happens, they don't make any money. But yet, if they would just be smarter with the money or be smarter with their decisions as they're building it and not just jump into things too fast or expect too fast of results, the money would come. They'd make more money. They would not have to be as stressed about money. So it's just something that's on my mind, patience, just how incredibly important it really, really is. And people that truly get it, I feel like they just succeed. I feel like patient people win. Like, I just do. I just think that that's, I think it's one of the most hidden secrets in success, that no one is an overnight success. Like, there is no such thing as an overnight success. But yet people see, you know, entrepreneurs explode on this big stage and become super well known, and they're like, man, that guy came out of nowhere. No, he probably didn't. She probably didn't. She probably just finally has waited long enough and been patient enough that now things are paying off for her. That's the difference. I don't think it's overnight success. I think it's someone that wanted to wait around to make good decisions. So anyway, this was kind of just a random thing that came to my head, and I hope that this was somewhat valuable to you. Would love to know your thoughts on it. I just think patience is a super important thing. I really do. And I hope that you can stay patient. Just remember, I didn't make any money when I first started my business. I didn't have any subscribers when I started my YouTube channel. I didn't have any views when I started either. Like, none of that stuff came. It all came 2 years later as I'm kind of, you know, just really going hard at this stuff now. Now these things are starting to pay off in different ways, but they didn't at first. Nothing happens at first. Be patient. I just turned 34 years old last month, and it's crazy because I don't feel any different than I did when I was 20. And I hear people now, like Gary Vee and different people, say, man, I wish that you could understand how young you feel at 40. And that pumps me up, because when I looked at people when I was 20 and I looked at people that were 34 or even 30, I was like, man, I just don't want to get that old. But honestly, I feel better than I ever have. I have more aches and pains than I used to, but like, in terms of motivation and being fired up and loving what I do and being like, man, I'm just getting started, even though I'm only 34. Like, those are all the feelings that I have. And if more people could understand that that's honestly the truth, that you have a long time, you'd be more patient about things. Because I'm not rushing into any of the decisions I make. I'm just sticking through tough times, through good times, and just staying focused, looking straight ahead at the goals. So I just challenge you to do the same thing. And as usual, I would love to get some feedback from you. Sorry if the noise was a little bit different than you're used to on the drive here, but sometimes when you are really busy, you sometimes just have to create some stuff whenever you can. And when things are on my mind, I want to share them. So I probably look crazy to everybody else because I'm like, have a camera on my lap shining up at my mouth with a big fuzzy windscreen that I used earlier today. But that's all right. It's all about creating that content, and I hope this was a valuable piece for you. DM me on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere that you are. Tell me what you might have liked about this episode. That's it for now. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.